This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casino. Nothing else comes close.
Let's go. Happy Free Agency Day with Chris Baker. I'm Brian Duff at Sabres Live. And while much of the meat may have been taken off the bone in the days leading up to free agency, it is still a day filled with NHL transactions. And from a Sabres standpoint, we can start by saying Ryan Johnson has signed a three-year deal with the club, $775,000 per. And we mentioned quickly yesterday that Jack Rathbone has a two-year two-way deal. So a player with some NHL time has an opportunity to try to force his way back into the equation or continue like Johnson has been in Rochester of late. And the Sabres dealt Sam Lafferty and his $2 million cap hit to the Chicago Blackhawks for a sixth round pick. That is just the start, Bakes, on a day that there are very few big, big, big name players available in unrestricted free agency.
Yeah, a lot of meat already swiped off the table, but a couple nibbles still left there on that bone sitting there. I think, you know, it's going to be really curious to see what happens with players like, you know, league-wide anyways, right? Brock Besser, see where Nikolaj Ehlers ends up. Seeing what happens with some of the goaltenders. We talked a little bit about the goaltending market not being great, but there's some depth out there sitting there, and curious to see if the Buffalo Sabres are going to be one of the teams that goes down that aisle. Will Kevin Adams take the shopping cart down the goaltending aisle today? I guess I'm really curious to find out how that one holds.
I'd like to see which goalie fits best in the shopping cart in that scenario. It sounds like a highly rated content video if there ever was one, but we know this from a goaltending standpoint. Thatcher Demko got a three-year, $8.5 million extension today from Vancouver. So that means that starting next season, not the 25-26, but in 26-27, Vancouver will have $13 million in their two goaltenders, which will be the highest paid tandem at the time as of right now. Of course, things could change between now and then, but quickly on Demko and what you think that does within the goaltender market and specifically for Vancouver.
Yeah, I just think, you know, obviously Shelov's had a really nice run there at the end of the year. But look, Demko, I love the confidence that Vancouver is showing in him. That's a big number to give him right there, 8.5 AAV. I just don't know. Does this mean he's going to be there, though, for forever? You know, mm-hmm. I think there's still going to be questions about him. We've talked about him being a potential trade candidate, right? I think that you can cool those conversations a little bit, but I don't think you should forget them altogether at the same time. The number might make it harder to facilitate down the road, but never say never. But no, I love that goaltender, and I'm happy to see him over some of the health issues that he's had to deal with recently. And for his sake, as an American goaltender, I like seeing those guys play well. So I wish him the best of luck moving forward.
Exactly. And last year, when not fully healthy, obviously Kevin Lankinen was the beneficiary based on his solid play and the generosity of Canucks management in what they were trying to build, which was stability in the tandem, especially when Demko returns to full health. And they seemingly have that at the moment. They extended Connor Garland, as widely reported for days, to a 6-year deal worth $6 million per. The Capitals also put down $6 million a year on Martin Fabrizi on the blue line. He's 26 this October. He was a real steady presence among an incredibly steady group of defenders for Washington. That is a big deal, though. 7 years, $6 million. Carolina lands an extension with Logan Stankoven. This is interesting to me. 8 years for Stankoven at $6 million per. Bakes, I like Stankoven. I get it that he was part of a deal that involved Mikko Rantanen. He has played 100 NHL games, 100, and he averages half a point per game. He got 8 years and $6 million.
This is a case of a GM. So Tulski down there, smart guy, right? I don't know if you've read up on him and his whole pedigree. Very smart guy, right? And I think he's looking at this player and just saying, you've got to remember, they're paying these guys what they're going to do down the road, not what they've done. So if he was a, you know, half a point a game player at 6 million with the cap going up, I don't know what that is in, you know, previous year's terms, but I think I can see Stankoven earning that money if he gets up to 0.8 points per game. Maybe he's a point per game player. I like the player too. We got to remember with this cap going up, we have to reprogram our brains and how we react to some of these AAVs. And I think this is the first one that really hits where we got to remember that whole thing. You know, because the
Just
cap's not just escalating up to what is it, 95 and change.
right.
It's going to go up exponentially in future years. That could end up being a really, really good deal for Carolina in 2, 3 years from now.
It certainly could. It just, and it's no surprise that they attached themselves for 8 years, player and team, because it did look like a good fit. And there's no question that he was a significant piece of what was an experimental time and ultimately major deals twice that involved Mikko Rantanen coming into their organization and then departing. Jake Allen, speaking of goaltenders, 5 years, $1.8 million from the Devils. It's strange on term for a 34-year-old netminder, but they get it at the right dollar figure to allow them to continue to try to operate and get more depth and scoring up front for sure. Boston picks up Victor Arvidsson from Edmonton. They take the full salary at $4 million for the 32-year-old winger. In exchange, Edmonton gets a fifth-round pick, but just like the Kane deal, it was all about cap relief, so they get out from underneath the final year of Arvidsson's deal at $4 million per. St. Louis has acquired Logan Mailloux on their blue line from Montreal. Forward Zach Bolduc goes the other way. That's another interesting one based on it being impactful to a division rival of the Sabres. And how do you feel it fits from the Montreal standpoint, Bakes?
I think it's a pretty fair deal that they made there. We talked a lot about Montreal's had a lot of young defensemen there to sort through. Mailloux with the big shot has some ruggedness. I think this creates an opportunity for him to get more NHL minutes. We just saw him in Laval playing some tough minutes against the Amerks in the playoffs. I just think that that's a good trade for both sides. Bolduc, really talented player, first round prospect, going up to familiar territory. I think he's kind of built to absorb and thrive in the pressure that comes with playing in Montreal. So, no, I think a very fair deal. Players of similar ages, and I think fill in some compelling needs for both organizations. And it was kind of interesting because, you know, we had heard a little bit about St. Louis maybe being in the market. I just didn't think that I didn't connect Mailloux as the guy that was going to land there. I think it's very compelling, though. Huge shot. I love the way I think he's going to really blossom there in that St. Louis organization.
But after the acquisition price and significant acquisition of Noah Dobson, this makes many more players on that depth chart expendable, and they get another well-rounded young forward, 22-year-old in Zach Bolduc. Not so young. Oh, did I go there? But still younger than me. Marty Brown's joining Sabres Live. Hi, Marty.
What's happening, guys? Yes, not so young, but I feel like I'm getting older by the minute now because of
Join the club.
you know, it's like let's rush, let's get ready by noon, and then it's like let's wait another hour or two before a lot of things get announced, and you know, then after that everybody goes to the cottage, but we keep working. That's the way it goes.
What are you hearing on the Sabres and goaltending?
Well, I mean, what we've been hearing from this morning was Alex Lyon, right? So we'll wait and see if that happens. Obviously, Jake Allen re-signed with the New Jersey Devils, and that was interesting because basically Jake Allen was going to get about $9 million. It was just a matter of how do you slice it? $9 million over 3 years or 9 million over 5 years so we can keep the cap number lower. So that's what he did. I would think that Alex Lyon would be looking at pretty much the same number, you know, the $9 million roughly around there, because now that Jake Allen is gone, he's probably going to be looking for the same thing. So that's kind of like what I've been hearing. And obviously that goes hand in hand with what Kevin Adams has talked about, saying, hey, we believe in Luukkonen, we believe in Levi, but Levi does have another year of waiver exempts where he can go to Rochester. So you bring in somebody to be a tandem guy. And we all know what Alex Lyon did. So when he was in Florida and got the Panthers into the playoffs, when they made it to their first Stanley Cup finals. So it looks to me like that's the route that the Sabres will go.
It's a little...
Yeah. I was going to say, AFP had Alex Lyon projected at a two-year deal for about 1.8. And I think that more fits into what the Sabres might be looking for. I think that the player himself, where he's at in his kind of development or, you know, in his career, I don't think we need to say development anymore.
Right.
I think that's like the perfect fit or the perfect profile of a player, that tweener, calm, poised, right? But... did you say nine, Marty? Like you think like the bigger number on that? Because I almost fell out of my chair when you said that.
And that term impacts Levi significantly. So,
yeah, but I think what the Sabres are probably looking at is saying, look, and I think that's the same thing with like Vancouver re-signing Thatcher Demko is saying, okay, let's do 1 year and then we can always move somebody in a year from now, right? Like Vancouver saying, let's do last year of Demko at five, Lankinen at 4.5. She loves, well, you know, we may keep him as a third goalie for a while, but, you know, we'll revisit that in a year. I think the Sabres may be looking the same thing, saying, okay, if UPL gets back to his top form, then we can move Lyon next summer because teams are always going to be looking for depth goaltending, and then we're going to be, you know, fine with Devin Levi. But if we don't love the way UPL is going, then we can have Lyon here as a stability, maybe with Levi, maybe we acquire somebody else and we move on UPL. So I think it's just for now for a year and then we see where we go.
Makes sense. I mean, and it was interesting, Bakes, how sometimes words creep into our assessment or evaluation of a player, like development. And it's natural with Alex Lyon, but he's 32 years old, but he's still hardly played any NHL games. He's had one meaningful season from a starting games number, and that happened within the last 3 years. But it's I think there's a respect now around the league that Alex Lyon is what he is, and he can come in a situation and presumably help at the very least. Like, I mean, his numbers last year, if this does happen and they sign Alex Lyon, his numbers are very comparable to what James Reimer posted last year. And Marty, we all know that
he's a better goalie than James Reimer.
Yeah, but the numbers are very similar. And
yeah, I get it.
Is Reimer would have had a better win-loss record if he hadn't been so underserved offensively for the first 4 months of the season.
Yeah, I'm gonna go on set, guys. I'll call you back at 12:30 because
perfect.
Now
sounds
my
good.
Boss is calling.
Well, now we got Whisperer Marty going off in the distance. Bakes, your take on just, you know, how much change there might appear to be going from Reimer this past year to potentially an Alex Lyon or something similar this year?
Younger, fresher. Mm-hmm. Okay, to your point about not having a lot of miles, I think there's a lot of tread on the tire left. I think he's proven to be a very reliable goaltender when he's seen action. Mm-hmm. When you look at his, just like you can look at the save percentage of the goals against, I'll look at his one-loss record at every level. With the exception of 1 year right before COVID in Lehigh Valley, he's always had more wins than losses. And, you know, so you talk about a backup when they come in, they have to be just ready to play. And when that guy wins more games than he loses, that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. And I think that, again, I think that he would know his role. He would understand the situation here in Buffalo. That's why I like the profile, if it comes to fruition, for what he represents to the organization here on a 1 or 2 year type of deal. You know, you can't go beyond that, but I think that, and also this could be a really good reclamation opportunity for him as well. This is, you know, Alex Lyon's a guy that could play in this league until he's 35, 36 years old. He can keep being that guy that bounces around, and this could be a good step for him to come here in Buffalo and get opportunity to play.
Well, the Devils are telling us as of today that Jake Allen's going to be playing into year 39. And the Panthers told us yesterday that Brad Marchand's going to be playing till 43 and presumably not changing his personality one bit. In fact, he's probably going to get more miserable once he crests over 40, which could be even more annoying to play against. Anyway, lots
I know
of speculation.
I have. Yeah.
Many of us have set the bar, Bakes, in that particular area, present company included.
That Marchand deal was really interesting, though. He has a no move for the first four.
Yeah.
And then he gets a modified no trade in the last two, and the salary dips, I think, down to one, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's heavily incentivized with signing bonuses on an annual basis. So yeah. It's a great deal for him. It's a great deal for the team. It's a great look for Bill Zito. Everything is, you know, is perfect right now in Pantherland for sure. From the big name standpoint, as we join the show here at noon today on Sabres Live, names like Nick Ehlers and Brock Besser will garner the bulk of the attention up front. From an Ehlers standpoint, TSN's Bob McKenzie reporting that it's quite possible that with the number of offers being fielded, Ehlers won't necessarily be leaning towards a decision today. So we'll obviously, that will be the biggest breaking news, presumably, when it does go down and we look at teams that are, honestly, Bakes, at the bottom end right now of the salary cap scene league-wide. You do wonder, in such a, I mean, we see overpayments on July 1st annually, but for teams that really need to get up to the floor, I mean, what do you think is like a best case scenario for Nick Ehlers monetarily here as he goes to UFA for the first time?
Yeah, I mean, if his projected AAV is around 8.5, you know, he's just got, at this point in his career, I don't No, you know, he just had a good run in Winnipeg, right?
Yeah.
Do you think he would just cash out? Because he does have an opportunity to get overpaid, I think, to your point, with one of those teams that really needs to start spending some money. There's two ways that like a San Jose or someone can do this, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can go big and just try to attract a big talent and be there to just carry an offense while young players find their way. Or one of those teams can go shopping in the middle of the pack here and, you know, get a Nate Schmidt, get a Roslovic. You know, get those guys that are maybe down the UFA list right now and allow those guys, it allows them to slow play some of their young guys. It really depends on what these teams want to do with their young guys. So they want to throw them into the fire and let them develop on the fly, or do they want to cook them properly, knowing that you're probably not going to make the playoffs either way next year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be really interesting how these teams choose to operate. I'm really, really interesting on where Nikolai Ehlers lands, because I don't have a read on that. You know, like when you look at the top of the board, the big defenseman, Gavrikov,
yep,
he's been connected to some big markets, right? That one seems a little more straight. Besser, unknown. Ehlers, unknown. And that's what makes today fun, Duffer. I don't know. Do you have an opinion on Ehlers going
well,
back to him?
The,
like
from
where
a
you
Saber
think he makes sense?
From a Saber standpoint, he makes sense. It's just a question of how long can you go on a 29-year-old, and they're dealing with that in-house already in the sense of Alex Tuch and an extension there, right? So does all of a sudden the youngest teams in the NHL have long-term deals that take two, who would be the two outside of Tage Thompson, premier wingers on the team, well into their 30s, if not beyond mid-30s standpoint. Hey, this is win now. That's what everyone keeps saying. So from the, I honestly don't think you would hear very much in the way of criticism if Buffalo landed Nick Ehlers for whatever dollars at whatever length, right? How could you?
It's 100%. Like, would be a great move for them. And here's why. I know you're in win now mode, but what is the Sabres window with this group of players they have right now? 3 years, 5 years tops with Tuch. Thompson's got a little bit of runway still ahead of him. But when you look at your leading pack of guys that you're going to win with right now in win now mode, it's still a limited window. Add to that, I would love to see Ehlers here. I would love to see the Sabres just in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make a compelling offer. I think Ehlers would see opportunity here. Center depth, we can talk about that, because I think the roster as it currently stands is very interesting to try to figure out the puzzle pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Ehlers would just make it even more of a challenge, kind of fitting things in a good way. But no, I like the idea, but I've been thinking about that a lot, Duffer. You know, after the draft, you start thinking about free agency. You start thinking, what is the Sabres window? I know it's been 14 years, but there is a window here. And maybe it's not as long as we like to think it is.
Yeah. Honestly. I mean, I think though, when you especially see what Florida has accomplished and believes they can continue to accomplish, I think a team on the younger side that finds some success. I mean, I know it was limited in the form of just making an appearance last year, but Montreal clearly has to feel like, wow, this opened up and now we are in it, right? And with Darlene's age at 25, like, my window of looking at this, I think objectively, I would think they're in a 7 year. I know you're like condensing this, but I see so much young talent that just needs to crest over the hump here. So yeah, I that's why I wouldn't be overly concerned about, you know, adding Ehlers for a significant length of time here.
I extend that window. If Kulik comes out and looks like the star that we believe he can be, and Benson takes that next step, the one thing I'm concerned about, I hear you on Darlene. I just think that, you know, you look at teams that win the cup, you mentioned Florida, teams that play heavy, but you got to get the goaltending. Get the goaltending off to a good start. Let's see these younger players. Give me the signal that you can extend that window. But right now I'm looking at Tage and Tuck, and it's like, man, give them some help in the meantime. And that's why I like your thought about Ehlers.
Like, would you go full maximum length extension with Tuck based on his age, or would you think something in the 4 to 6 year range is more appropriate?
I think that Alex is going to want to take as long of a deal. And I think it's a good gesture to actually give it to him. Honestly, you know, he proved me wrong, I think, a little bit this year, staying healthy. And that was encouraging. So he's in a position where he's earned that whole, you know, JG Wentworth, you know, he wants his cash now. I think he's going to get what he wants. If he wants five, give him five. If he wants eight, you really have to consider it. Five would be very business prudent.
Yeah.
I just don't know if you're going to be able to get that done, right?
Yeah. And obviously right now, without any significant ads up front, as we speak here on free agency day opening, just at the top of this past hour at noon, it's going to be hard for most teams to add an impact player up front through free agency. The option for trades still very much exists. Buffalo did deal Sam Lafferty to Chicago today, taking the $2 million that was for a sixth round pick. That takes $2 million off the, you know, off of the cap right now, which again affords you more flexibility if you find yourself in the mix for one of these players, whether it's Ehlers, whether it's Besser, whether it's Gavrikov, or something completely different in the form of goaltending. Who knows the number of possibilities that would exist out there, but you also have to look at what you exactly have at the moment. And we didn't really, I mean, understandably so, when you joined us for draft night coverage on Friday for night one, that was also a day where the Sabres extended Jack Quinn. And so you're looking at the Sabres group of forwards how right now, given that they've paid Quinn some significant money for the next 2 years, and that we saw Zach Benson get some increased minutes, elevated minutes in the lineup last year, and obviously the fact that JJ Paterka is not in the mix anymore.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see how Lindy configures these lines coming out of camp if things stay the same as they presently are up front. I look at the lineup, and I think the biggest question I have is, who does Quinn play with, right? Because when I look at the wings, let's just start talking about pairing wings together. I liked Benson with Tage opposite each other. I think Tage really liked playing with Benson. Benson's numbers were great as underlying metrics, regardless of who he played with last year, but he really looked good playing with Tage. Tuck and Zucker, love that pairing as veteran guys. I thought they had good chemistry opposite each other down the stretch last year. Don't want to disrupt that. So then it gets really interesting because Quinn, ideally, you'd put on that third line with a McLeod and a Doan, but I really like the look of Greenway opposite Doan, two forechecking mules going right down the wall with McLeod, really steady two-way guy. But like, you can't put Jack Quinn down on the fourth line, can you?
No.
It just doesn't make sense. So it's going to be really interesting. But that's just kind of the thought process as we enter this exercise, assuming that you go Norris, Kulik, McLeod, Krebs down the middle, mm-hmm. right? But that this whole conversation right here, it shows you, one, you know, the trade for Lafferty for a sixth made lineup sense. We'll see what they do with that $2 million in savings. But $2 million is also not a small chunk of change. It's a, I would say, a significant chunk of change right now, knowing that you have to pay Jeff Skinner buyout money next year on the cap, and it goes up next year, right? So it's like fascinating, honestly, the lineup, because I'd like to see them add, like you said. I think that going big game hunting for Nick Ehlers is a good sign to send. You can do it, but then there's, it creates more work. And that's a great problem to have if you're Kevin Adams, if you can get an Ehlers, or if you can make a trade for a player who maybe no longer has trade protection today.
They signed Ryan Johnson this morning, 3 years, $775,000 per. He is still waiver exempt. So if he does not make the Sabres this year, he can head down to Rochester and make an AHL salary. The final 2 years are one-way dollars at $775,000. Obviously, yesterday, as we were heading into free agency, we spoke of the restricted free agents that needed to be taken care of. Ryan McLeod, Tyson Kozak, Bo Byram, Connor Timmins, the aforementioned Johnson, Devin Levi as well. Jacob Bernard-Docker did not get qualified. What do you think may still be in the cards there, if anything, from the Bernard-Docker camp and from the Sabres camp for a defenseman who came in as part of the return for Dylan Cousins?
Seeing what they paid Ryan Johnson, maybe they can still retain Jake Bernard-Docker. Let's remember that Kevin Adams at a season-ending press conference mentioned that he liked the way that he played, especially when up with Owen Power. And Kevin Adams has said that he has a plan. Maybe not. Hey, you got to remember, too, before they signed Jacob Bryson last year, he was another one that was not qualified, brought him back at a lower. So all this means is that they don't want to, you know, maybe have that 15% bump, I think it is, for the qualifying offer, but they could still retain him. I think for having right shot D depth, you can never have enough. I'd keep him here. And I think that it's interesting to see what happens with him today. I do expect him to test the market. He owes himself that opportunity. But I do think that the Sabres will keep the door open to potentially re-sign him at maybe a Ryan Johnson type of salary.
What do you think the market has shown so far? In many cases, it's been about retaining one of your own, like Calgary did, Kevin Ball, like Washington did today with Martin Faribari. It's 7 years times $6 million. What do you think that marketplace has dictated for the likes of a Bo Byram?
Well, Bo Byram, and I know we're up against it here, but I think that, you know, your defense is just so much better with him here. You can just kind of solidify. I like having him here playing with Dahlin, a guy that can play 24, 25 minutes a night reliably. That guy has to play that many minutes if he's going to play with Rasmus Dahlin, and I'd safely put him there. I have a preference to take him into the season, give him fair value, keep negotiating with him and retain him, even if it's just for 2 years, Duffer. You don't have to go the full eight if you don't have to. If the player is open to that, I'm all for bringing Bo Byram back and pairing him with Dahlin and then letting the rest of your D pair settle on the assumption that you go Power Kesselring. Right. And then you have a competition for your bottom pair. And that's where I'm okay. Again, bringing it back to Bernard-Docker, let him come compete with Johnson and Samuelson and whoever else is going to be here.
Right. Exactly. Development camp was day two today at Lecom Harbor Center. It continues tomorrow and Thursday. Sabres signed Ryan Johnson this morning, 3 years, $775,000 per. They also dealt Sam Lafferty to Chicago for a sixth round pick. Free agency is well underway. Again, many teams made big signings before free agency began, retaining their own. We'll dive back into the free agency pool when we come back on Sabres Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Back on Sabres Live with Chris Baker from Sabres Prospects, Marty Baron working TSN today. He's back in the mix. There's a big deal again from the Vancouver Canucks. Sportsnet Murph, our good friend, was first to report that Brock Besser is staying in Vancouver. 7 years times $7.25 million. So Marty, that takes another one of the very few big name.
Yeah, that makes Nick Ehlers very happy still, right? When you're looking at Nick Ehlers saying that they everybody's, you know, signing with their teams, Marchand, Bennett, and now Besser. And it's like, okay, well, maybe the Winnipeg Jets are going to have to do the same thing and just keep Nick Ehlers there, but they're going to have to overpay. I think Ehlers was projected somewhere around the $8 million range. I think we're looking at $9+ now just because of the market and what's happening. But Besser, that's interesting because every year Besser has been in the trade rumor. Vancouver probably will trade Besser, and they didn't last year. And then all of a sudden he resigns there. But I think the contract is so good, being that it's $7.25 million, that at the trade deadline next year, when the Vancouver Canucks are not in the playoffs and they're looking to maybe move Quinn Hughes, and Brock Besser's name is going to come back and come back and come back. This is going to be never ending. I think it's a great contract for the Vancouver Canucks, but it's an even better contract if you're a team that likes Besser, that maybe want to acquire him at the deadline or next summer, because I think he'll be still available.
Very fair deal. Good value. I agree with you, Marty, on this. It allows them to not put Jonathan Lekkerimaki high up in the lineup by retaining Brock Besser. Got to remember, too, a big move that Duffer and I haven't talked about yet since you've been on is that at midnight, Elias Pettersson got his full no move. Mm-hmm. So he's going to be there. Like, adding Evander Kane, retaining Connor Garland. I know Marty's already declared him out of the playoffs next year, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't go there. I wouldn't go there. They've got $13 million starting next year, not this season, next year in goaltending. So they believe in the tandem that they have. Others can argue whether it's the most solid tandem in the league, but I don't know. If you do, I think they're pretty good. I really do.
But I look out west and I'm thinking, like, which team is going to take a step back, right? Again, yeah. Like, that's the thing. So maybe it's St. Louis that falls off, but is Nashville going to gain a little something? Is Calgary getting in now, or is Calgary kind of staying on the outside? The teams that are in right now, like, it's very hard to get them out. So if you're Vancouver, I was close. All in for Vancouver to rebuild.
They were right there. And yeah, without Demko as their number one.
Yeah, but I was all in saying, if you're the Vancouver Canucks, you should look to just rebuild, right? Redo it. And then we talked to Shayna Goldman, and I was like, they should trade Quinn Hughes. And Shayna was like, if they trade Quinn Hughes, we're going to be in a big, big problem in Vancouver. So I look great for the Vancouver Canucks, but I don't think they're going to do it. They're going to make the playoff next year.
Well, the latest from Bob McKenzie is that the Kings may well be able. Wouldn't this be a development in finalizing a deal for Corey Perry based on LA's lack of success against Edmonton in recent memory? And does this mean that the Kings would be bound for a Stanley Cup final?
Well, maybe, but then they would lose, right? Bakes, like the Corey Perry curse has been like five times now in the last 6 years. He's made it to the final with, you know, four
the
different
only place
teams,
he won a cup was California, though, so that could change things.
That could change. Oh, man, would they hate that in Anaheim, seeing that the Anaheim Ducks have got such a good buzz going now with, you know, they're moving forward and all of it, and now Corey Perry goes to L.A., but it's a good depth signing. They re-signed Kuzmenko as well, right? So that's a one-year deal. Yep. I think the Kings are well-positioned again. Now, the biggest question mark will be, can Jim Hiller be the right coach for them, or do they make a change early and get Pete DeBoer, who's coached, you know, Corey Perry before, and then it's like, okay, let's go that way. Maybe that's what the Kings need.
Yeah, but Bakes, if they lose Gavrikov, life for Jim Hiller gets a lot harder, and so it does for their goaltending tandem as well, which still is a little unclear at this point in time, other than Darcy Kuemper is the number one. Gavrikov, you know, we spend so much of our time talking about point getters. Gavrikov is the big name here when it comes to free agent defensemen.
100%. I think when you look at adding Perry to the lineup, that forward group, they just got it much harder to play against up front, assuming that Corey Perry is going to be Corey Perry for another season anyways, right? But when you look at the D, there are holes there. I don't think there's any question that Drew Doughty's kind of, you know, going backwards. We saw when he came back from the injury last year, they got to start to kind of figure out the plan, you know, for what happens there. When Bowen Byram's name comes up in trade rumors, I automatically think of L.A. because of replacing that mobility. But to your point, Duffer, Gavrikov makes that whole unit sing if he can somehow go back. And they become a real player, in my opinion, because that is, like I said, hard to play against up front. Add some stout guy who blocks shots, warrior mentality. And Gavrikov, I like that lineup with him a heck of a lot better in it than I do in L.A. without Gavrikov there. I see some holes on that blue line.
Marty, what do you make of the Frank Saravalli notes about Nick Ehlers? The fact that he wants to go somewhere warm, wants to go to a market with less intensity. Teams that used to populate the Southeast Division may well
Southeast.
Have a chance.
The Southeast, Duffer. That was Washington and Carolina. Now, Frankie Corrado just did something with TSN about an hour ago about Ehlers and how he would fit in Carolina. And Carolina's the Rod Brind'Amour team that likes to dump and chase, heavy on the forecheck. But the one thing Ehlers is really good at is on the cycle and in zone, being able to create some room. So maybe it's not so much on the forecheck, but he still fits the Carolina mold of playing in the offensive zone and maybe adds another dimension. Now, they did re-sign re-sign an extension with Logan Stankoven that's going to kick in a year from now. So could they try to go Ehlers now? Maybe on a shorter term deal, but it's going to cost you $9+ million. It would be something Carolina would never have done before. But this year they tried with Rantanen. You know, it feels like Carolina with Eric Tulsky are trying a little bit more of the splashy, flashy moves. And maybe that would be the Ehlers. I could see him in Carolina Bakes. I think that'd be a great fit.
Add the room. It certainly won't go, you know, kind of blow for blow with trying to match what Florida's doing, right? That's the one thing. But it's kind of interesting, though, his commentary about wanting to go to a less intense market. We forget about that a lot. Some of these players, I don't think that it's an indication that they don't want to be in a pressure cooker. They don't want the pressure. I think they just want to go play hockey and not be under this intense scrutiny all the time. I can see Carolina. I really can. I don't know if it gets him past the Florida, though, honestly, but they certainly have the room to make it happen. And with Slim Pickens out there, I expect him to be right in the mix for sure.
Yeah, I think the Florida, you know, their standard and they're two-time defending champs now. It looks incredibly well positioned for the future. But we also know how slim the margin is every year. Like the Panthers can have multiple great seasons in the next 4 years. They may not win it. They may just get two crappy overtime bounces in a series against Carolina and lose. Like that's not going to take away from their legacy and or their team building process here under Bill Zito. I think Carolina could easily. I mean, they went for Gensel. They went for Rantanen. They tried to get Marner. They've now added, you know, term to Stankoven, who is not in that stratosphere. But they're also taking huge money off the books and Brent Burns and presumably Orlov as well, who is on the market right now. So they've got all the money in the world to splash it down for forwards here. Ehlers makes perfect sense, in my opinion. But we're Sabres live. He still makes perfect sense for the Sabres here, Marty. Like, what would they have to do?
He does. I but the problem is that now your numbers, like if you're going to sign Rand McLeod, and I would anticipate that's going to happen, right? Because he's a big part of this team, and Tuck extension numbers and all of that. I don't know that you have as much cap flexibility as, you know, what everybody thinks they do. And so I don't sit, but you mentioned, we talked about Carolina maybe not being able to get past Florida, but let's take a look at the Atlantic Division. Florida re-signs like their trio of UFAs. You know, you've got Toronto and Tampa that is still good, and Montreal now. They made a trade with Paul Duke for Mayu, but the youth and the, you know, adding Noah Dobson, like there's a lot of teams that are getting so good in the Atlantic Division that you have to be able to respond. But I don't see Ehlers and the numbers when it comes to the salary really working for the Sabres, because I don't know that the Sabres have that $9.5 million to spend on a Nick Ehlers. So that will be interesting at the end of the day to see where Ehlers goes, just because of the tightness of the cap in certain situations.
Well,
I like what you say, Marty, about Ehlers too on the cycle, because, you know, the one thing that stands out to me is like, this wouldn't be a move like Tulsky's just joining the arms race to kind of keep up with the Joneses. It actually works from a team building element. It's not just amassing talent. The more that I've thought about it, I can see it. I can see him fitting into the lineup. But no, to Duffer's point, he would fit in Buffalo too, but I agree. The math gets a little tricky. The math gets a little tricky if he's going to get north of nine on a, you know, managing again. I think get Tuck done first and know what the number is and how long your term is going to be before you can get with Ehlers on a big number, even on a five-year deal.
3 weeks ago, I tried to push Marty on the idea of Dan Vladar here on Sabres Live. Vladar has left Calgary by all reports and will take a two-year, $6.7 million deal with Eastern Conference opponent of the Buffalo Sabres, the Philadelphia Flyers. It's $3.35 million cap hit. This is for a team that already has Sam Ersin and, at over $3 million a year, Ivan Fedotov as well. Who do you think is going to emerge from that however many-headed goalie monster they have in Philadelphia as the number one guy?
Kolosov as well, who was somebody that they brought over, right? And it was like, okay, an arm race. Can we get him over? So I think Vladar is going to be the guy with Ersin. And look, Vladar is a big goalie, and I thought he did well in Calgary, kind of supporting Dustin Wolf. Again, that's the number, right? We talked about Jake Allen taking 1.8 over 5 years because the number was probably around 3 million, but saying, hey, we'll give you 9 million over 3 years or 9 million over five. Let's try to keep the cap number low. He took the 9 million over five. Now Vladar says, I'm at 3.35 for 2 years. That's what the market bears now. If you're Anton Forsberg, and you're saying, I could go back to Ottawa, but maybe I'm going to explore and try to get 2.5 to 3 million. Mm-hmm. Alex Lyon, we discussed, like, that's what is happening with that market. I even suggested, and I've suggested this before, Bakes, that the Leafs should look to trade Joseph Woll, because the market is so bad right now for goaltending that if you can get something really, really significant in return, he's already making $3 million on a deal that starts this year for 3 years. Like, I think teams would be, who do you take, Joseph Woll or Dan Vladar, right? That's the thing. Like, so I think this goalie market is very weird this summer because of the numbers that you have to give now to back up goaltenders on a 2-year deal somewhere over $3 million, $3.5 million.
Kind of funny that you mentioned the Leafs, because when we were talking, I'm looking at Vladar and I'm sitting there saying, can he almost be the guy like Stolarz there? You know, plays 35, 40 games, does really well. Philly somehow gets into the playoffs and he just kind of rolls with it, you know, and performs very well. But no, I think you're right. You know, the goaltending market, with it being so dry, I think teams are going to have to look outside and get a little more creative and maybe look at a guy who's been a little more established in a trade as opposed to going after a Vitek Vanacek or someone like that. We have to find out. I think there is going to be a shoe to drop here with the Sabres. Mm-hmm. I'm curious if they did talk to a Vladar when kind of evaluating. You know, usually when there's smoke, there's fire. It's clear that they've made some kind of connection with Alex Lyon. But I do wonder if they talked to a 27-year-old Dan Vladar at that number as well.
Are we 100% convinced now, Marty, that there is no actual appropriate number for any team to have invested in their goaltending? We literally have ranges from $3 million for a tandem to $13 million for a tandem.
And $4 million is like the Edmonton Oilers, right? With Skinner at under $3 million and Pickard at $1 million. And now the Oilers are sitting there saying, we need to do something, but maybe we have to wait until November and see what team is falling off the race and adjust their, do what Colorado did last year. Right. Colorado revamped their crease in November because the San Jose Sharks were so far out and Mackenzie Blackwood was playing well. So let's do that. And Nashville was out and they're like, hey, we're going to take your backup goaltender. Maybe the Oilers have to do that. And maybe the Sabres can get a Lyon or something like that to go with UPL and say, we're going to take October to see where this is going. But if by November 1st, it's not going the way we want, we're going to do something and we'll make a trade and we'll acquire something.
Marty, enjoy the day at TSN. Thank you. Chris Baker from Sabre Prospect is with us right now. We'll wrap up Sabres Live after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
free agency. We are less than 2 minutes to go in the show. There's 2 days remaining of Dev Camp, tomorrow at 10:30 a.m., Thursday at 9:30 a.m. with the scrimmage. And Chris Baker, what do you want to leave the audience with today?
Well, first of all, if you're looking for free air conditioning on these hot days, development camp's not a bad idea. Go see Brody Ziemer, Radim Mertga. There's a couple players down there that are really interesting for the future plans of the Buffalo Sabres. But no, I think that the Sabres have signed some of their own in the recent days, whether it was Jack Quinn, Ryan Johnson, et cetera. What I keep thinking about today when we were talking about free agency and just beyond, a couple things. Kevin Adams has said he's open for business. I think everything's on the table. And I wouldn't discount a player that they just signed being something that is a piece of currency that they could move. It's already established that I like Bowen Byram staying here, and everyone's talking about that as a potential trade chip. He's not who I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about some of these other guys as things open up. Pierre LeBrun and other insiders, Duffer, have mentioned that this offseason roster maneuvering could extend later into the summer. I just keep going back to that thought as Kevin Adams assesses his options. May not happen today, tomorrow, but maybe it's a couple weeks down the line when things open up and other teams start talking and making their tweaks. So I just wanted to impress that upon the audience. Could be a fun offseason beyond this week.
Well, certainly. I mean, cap considerations are a big part of it. How do some teams move up and add to their rosters? Buffalo's in a good place right now with space to make moves. The challenge is making them because of the limited quantity out there as unrestricted free agents. So we'll follow all paths here to improvement and look forward to moving forward with you on Sabres Live. We'll see you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.